We're learning more details about the 17-year-old girl mauled by a shark at Bribie Island. Charlize Zamuda was a lifesaver and swimming about 100 metres offshore at Warram Beach yesterday afternoon when she was bitten, her injuries so severe she died at the scene. Shark expert Dr. Daryl McPhee has told Nine more sharks are being spotted in close.
Sharks have certainly learned to habituate more towards where people are, particularly where people are fishing and taking fish. Some shark species have gone up in abundance.
Sunshine Coast Council has put together a clear, concise and expensive wish list for our region as the federal election draws near. It includes funding for transport, including Sunshine Coast Direct Rail, the Mooloola River Interchange and the International Terminal at Sunshine Coast Airport. Mayor Rosanna Natoli says funds for these projects are vital, especially with our population set to boom over the next 20 years.
It is incumbent on each of us to ensure that all of the candidates in the upcoming federal election understand clearly what the Sunshine Coast Council is asking for. This articulates clearly what our community needs.
And the amount of Queenslanders catching cryptosporidiosis, a diarrhea and vomit-causing parasite, has increased by nearly 10 times over the last 4 years. Sunshine Coast Health treated 503 patients last year and another 8 so far this year. To avoid catching it, steer clear of swallowing water in public pools, creeks and rock pools. And Sunshine Coast rugby talent Georgia Bartlett has penned a development contract with the Brisbane Broncos NRL side. The 21-year-old signed on after being invited to tour Red Hill with her dad. Bartlett is also expected to play regularly for feeder club the Sunshine Coast Falcons in this year's Queensland BMD Premiership competition.